Bloomberg has learned that Japan and the Netherlands are set to join the U.S. in limiting China's access to advanced chip-making machinery. We're told that officials from the two countries will conclude talks on the details as soon as today. The joint effort will further undercut Beijing's ambitions to build its own domestic microchip capabilities. The U.S. economy beat expectations in the final quarter of 2022. GDP rose at an annualized pace of 2.9%, cooling from 3.2% in the third quarter. Some economists said there were warning signs in the data, especially in weakening consumer demand, that suggested a U.S. recession remains a big risk this year. Shares in Adani Group companies are lower today, extending a sell-off that began after short seller Hindenburg Research published a report accusing the firms of fraud. After Indian markets were closed yesterday, Adani Enterprises lost as much as 6% in early trading in Mumbai this morning, with some group stocks down as much as 15%. Adani has firmly refuted the allegations, and Bloomberg understands the company plans to issue a further detailed response later today. Global News, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. This is Bloomberg.